Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Robert Ebert, E-B-E-R-T. It's Robert L. Ebert. Address is 305 Bordeaux, B-O-R-D-E-A-U, Court, Apartment A, Chico, California, 95973-5038. Phone 530-685-0908. Date of birth is 11-7-1964. ID is XXX-XX-0413. Is addressed to Levy, L-E-V-I, Gore, G-O-R-E-N-P, at the Enloe Neurosurgical and Spine Clinic, 251 Cohasset Road, Suite 370, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-332-4800, fax 530-893-6917. The clinical indication, history of generalized headaches, parenthesis R51.9, and parenthesis meningioma, parenthesis CMS/HCC, parenthesis D32.9, and parenthesis history of seizures, postoperatively treatment for meningioma, there should be a carbon copy to Dr. Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, K-U-N-I-G-E-L-L, I'm sorry, G-E-L-I-S-M-D, neurosurgery physician. Dear Levy Gore, G-O-R-E, N-P, and professional colleagues. Thank you for referring Robert L. Ebert for neurological evaluation with a history of possible recurrent epilepsy, status postcraniotomy for meningioma, subparagraph. Review of the incomplete medical records suggests that he had radiotherapy for his meningioma with residual findings of post-radiotherapy. Just leave a space. He returns to the clinic today. Complaining of difficulty with concentration trouble, dizziness, and recurrent seizures. Following his November 15 evaluation, for complaints of seizure disorder, generalized headaches, previous findings of meningioma, having been referred by Dr. Kevin Sorensen, D.O., following his right craniotomy and radiotherapy, with complaints of continued agitation, confusion, sleepiness after waking, continued agitation, confusion, findings of a well-healed cranial incision. Laboratory findings at that time showed an slightly elevated white count. And SED rate, normal C-reactive protein. Whereas examination was consistent with acute postictal agitation. Standard postoperative seizure prophylaxis was stopped while in-house when he was non-convulsive. Medications were reinitiated. He was placed on lucosamide 150 milligram oral tablets to take one capsule by mouth twice a day, beginning on September 16, 2025. He failed follow-up appointments in the office. We contacted him and he returned today for reevaluation, continuing to complain of dizziness and episodes of confusion with multiple falls. New paragraph. I have no current hospital records. New paragraph. I have no current imaging results. New paragraph. He reports that he was recommended to have diagnostic electroencephalography, but this has not been accomplished. New paragraph, we ordered laboratory studies for follow-up, but he did not follow through and get that done. New paragraph, he reports that he had some problems with confusion at the time that he left the hospital and never received postoperative supportive care. New paragraph, he indicates that he currently needs assistance in performing and maintaining his diabetes treatment, having seen Dr. Sorensen, but not initiating therapy. New paragraph. Neurological examination day shows that he is alert and oriented to his location, but somewhat confused as to his care and his needs. New paragraph. He is ambulatory and not ataxic. New paragraph. In consideration of his history, presentation, and current findings, we will reschedule his neuroquantitative high-resolution MR brain imaging at Halo Imaging. New paragraph, additional laboratory studies for substance abuse and his current medications, as well as general chemistries, will be requested and obtained. New paragraph. I'm referring him for both static and dynamic ambulatory EEGs while we obtain laboratory testing of his anticonvulsant levels. New paragraph. We've asked him to contact passages for reinitiation of post-hospitalization, post-operative care and follow-up for his needs. New paragraph. We will refill his anticonvulsant medication as may be needed while we obtain medication levels for validation of benefit. New paragraph. He clearly needs organized follow-through of his post-operative discharge care and continued therapy for control of his diabetes. And then sign respectfully with my professional signature.